Would you rather finish second or third in a competition? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrea Longrath, associate professor of marketing in the Tippey College of Business at the University of Iowa, says the answer may be surprising for athletes.
In the 2024 Paris Olympics, Simone Biles won silver in the gymnastics floor exercise, an event many expected her to take gold. Athletes often dream of gold, but what happens when they fall short and win silver or bronze? Our research reveals a surprising pattern. Silver medalists often appear less happy than bronze medalists. We used artificial intelligence technology to analyze hundreds of photos taken during medal ceremonies from past Summer Olympic Games. The algorithm automatically detects facial expressions. Even though the second-place finisher just performed objectively better than the third-place finisher, they appear less happy. Why? The reason is what psychologists call counterfactual thinking, when people contemplate alternative realities of what didn't but could have occurred. There are two main explanations. The first is that these medalists form different points of comparison. Silver medalists form an upward comparison to the gold medalist and think, I almost won gold, if only I had done something differently. The bronze medalist, in contrast, forms a downward comparison to the fourth place finisher. They're thinking, at least I won a medal, and are simply happy to be on the podium. The second explanation suggests that medalists form expectation-based counterfactuals. Silver medalists appear less happy because they had higher expectations for their performance, and they fell short. Time and time again, we see that bronze medalists appear more satisfied with their finish than silver medalists.
That was Andrea Longrath of the University of Iowa. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.